Norway and FAO have signed a new partnership agreement for approximately $4.5 million to help 13 developing countries monitor and report on their forests. The project is meant to facilitate access to data sources, as well as develop an easy-to-use platform for processing and interpreting this data. To give us more insight into the project and partnership is Erik Lindquist, a forestry officer with FAO in Rome. Mr. Lindquist, thank you for joining me.
Good morning, Sandra.
As an expert, you're well aware that forest sectors in general have had long-standing data problems. To provide a bit of context for this project being funded, could you explain why that is?
I think really one of the main reasons is cost. Cost is the main limiting factor, I think, to getting the kind of data that countries need. Whether that comes in terms of real money to acquire that data or in terms of time to send people to the field or to process information, limiting countries' abilities to report on their forest resources. That goes mostly to say about forest inventory, so field data collection. Remote sensing data, or data that comes from satellite or airplanes or drones or what have you, is generally, these days especially, cheaper to acquire, easier to find, easier to process and deal with, but it's still quite unwieldy for a lot of people. There's a large amount of data being generated. It's hard to store that data. It's hard to process it consistently and in a way that provides you the kind of information you actually need. And it's hard to do that over and over and over and over and over again. So I think those are kind of the main barriers, both with field data and then with remote sensing-based data.
Why is Norway giving this money?
Well, given the fact that there's a lot of free data available, there's a lot of computing power available, there's a lot of programs available to process the data, the whole plan started between Norway and FAO, where we were discussing why are there still problems in producing results? What are the barriers to producing actual results? And we brainstormed and came up with this idea, well, okay, we know the data's there and it's freely available, but we still can't access it. We have problems with access. For instance, it might take hours to download a satellite image from the data repository. In developing countries, sometimes that takes one day, one night. Sometimes it never gets done. And that's just for one image. And the data volumes we're talking about to produce this information are hundreds, thousands of images. So if you can decrease the amount of time it takes to access those data, if you can make it easier to access the data, if you can decrease the size of the data that you're downloading to your own machine, you can theoretically improve the speed with which you can do analyses, the consistency with which you can do them, and generally reduce the difficulties to produce useful information.
And while that helps the immediate country accessing the data, of course, it also helps people working in the sector globally as a whole, right? Because we need this information.
Oh, yeah. You know, we're trying to bring up the bar, so to speak, so that globally we're more certain about what's actually happening on the ground. So anything we can do to speed that process along, I think, is a good thing.
How will this platform help the beneficiary countries monitor and report on their forest resources and changes in forest area?
Well, the system that we came up with together with Norway is a combination of Earth observation data query, access, and processing. It's sort of an internet-based system which saves time, you know, a couple minutes versus a couple days or hours. We have fully open source, fully customizable software that doesn't cost anything to use. So there's no barrier to entry there in terms of the cost. Obviously, the end goal is to be able to say with more precision, with more clarity, with more certainty, what is happening with our forest resources around the world, or what, for that matter, what's happening with any of our land resources, and especially as it pertains to reducing carbon emissions from deforestation and forest degradation. The more we know about what's happening in these places, the better off we'll be. Hopefully, better information in this case does lead to better decision-making, and we can all benefit from that.
Mr. Lindquist, thank you.
Thank you very much, Sandra.